أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. إن الله بصير بالعباد، وإنه كان توابا، وبه نستعين. فزت ورب الكعبة. I swear to the Lord of the Kaaba, I have prospered. Assalamu alaikum, dear friends and families, dear brothers and sisters, dear mothers and fathers, dear sons and daughters, dear families, dear students and teachers of the holy city of Qum, to SOQ's Ramadan 2022 Ramadan programs, family night programs in the holy city of Qum. It is an honor and a blessing to have all of you with us tonight in the program. Yesterday and tonight, we have been commemorating the Shahada, the martyrdom of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We are continuing our 10 nights, six speakers, Ramadan getaway. Again, we are commemorating the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so along those lines, in letter number 62 of Nahjul Balagha, we find that Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, says, "The warrior must remain awake. The warrior must remain awake, because even if the warrior sleeps, the enemy does not sleep." Allahu Akbar. A lot of times, this is a motivator for us to work harder on the path of Islam for the sake of Islam. As Imam Ali alayhi salam says, that we as warriors, we as soldiers of Islam, if by chance, because of ghifla or whatever reason, we end up falling asleep, we must always remember that the enemy does not fall asleep. And along these lines, in letter number 47, again in Nahjul Balagha, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, in his will, after he was struck by the poisonous sword of Ibn Muljim, he says, "Be an enemy of the oppressor and the helper of the oppressed." So in the dying moments, in the last moments of Amir al-Mu'mineen, this was so important that he found it necessary to speak about. And in today's world, is it not clear who is the oppressor and who is the oppressed? Is it not clear in today's world that the oppressor funds and sponsors and instigates wars all across the world? Is it not clear that the oppressor and the oppressors are those who burn the Holy Quran in the month of the revelation of the Holy Quran? Is it not clear that the oppressors are those who attack the Palestinians while they are fasting in the holy month of Ramadan? And is it not clear that the oppressors are those who are starving to death the Yemeni people, again while they are fasting in the holy month of Ramadan? May Allah give us the tawfiq to become the enemies of the oppressors and to become the helpers of the oppressed, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. I have a very humble ode that I would like to present in maybe 2 to 3 minutes. It's called an ode to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We remember the fasting of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Yet we see the hunger and thirst of Karbala. This is how the ode goes. The first part is we remember, and the second part is yet we see. We remember the fasting of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Yet we see the hunger and thirst of Karbala. We remember a daughter asking, "What's wrong, O Amir al-Mu'mineen?" Yet we see a daughter asking her father, "What's wrong, O Hussein?" We remember sons looking at a wounded father, O Amirul Mu'mineen. Yet we see a father looking at a wounded son, O Hussein. We remember the sword striking in the sajda, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. Yet we see the divine last sajda, O Hussein. And finally, we see a coffin raised by angels, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. And yet we see a headless body with no kafan, O Hussein. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.